Now, as we look at these images, it looks like there's some trash in the street. Maybe somebody's starting a fire with that. Earlier, we were showing video of two groups that look like fighting each other. And there are a bunch of people wearing black. We saw the San Francisco Chronicle describing those folks as anarchists. Are those people who typically show up at some of these protests and cause trouble?
It's something that we've seen in the past. However, I'll leave it to those groups to explain who they are and what they're about.
And now we're looking at some of the video from earlier where one of those fights happened. Can you tell us any more about injuries?
So the two injuries that were reported to us, one involved an officer who was exposed to some what we believe is tear gas when a member of the crowd put it out into the park. Another person was sprayed with what we believe is bear spray or pepper spray type bear spray. Both of those people have been since treated and released.
Officer, when we look at these images, you don't see police getting involved, trying to break up the fight. Why is that?
I imagine that some of what you may be talking about is when some of the people went out into the adjacent street.
Yes.
As I mentioned before, we had a number of controlled points trying to limit the weapons that people had when they're having their peaceful demonstration. When those when that controlled area broke free, that presented a particular challenge for us.
Will you go back and watch some of the video, do you think, and try to follow up and make additional arrests?
Certainly. Just as in past demonstrations, the police department continues its investigation after the event. The Berkeley police aren't just responsible for what happens in the park, but for the entire city, and we're going to review any video surveillance recordings from the area, as well as videos of people the public send into it, and perhaps send out some arrest warrants for those people as well.